Let's talk about going outside to play. Outdoor adventure opportunities abound in the region, but with the fun comes some danger. The risk is usually manageable, but things happen. And when they do, it helps if someone nearby knows wilderness first aid. MedTrex International offers training in that realm and will gather outdoor guides for a two-day course later in the spring in Ashland. Ari Rasori is the founder and owner of MedTrex International and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Ari, welcome.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Nice to chat with you.
It's good to have you. So tell us about MedTrex International and what got you to start it.
Yeah, so we offer courses, adventure retreats, trips all over the world for primarily medical professionals with a focus on education in global health and wilderness medicine and travel medicine. And that kind of started early on. I kind of grew up in a family of medical professionals that focused on trips for healthcare professionals. And over the last two decades, kind of founded this program specifically for doctors, nurses, with a component of continuing medical education. So they are able to go to Peru, learn about mountain medicine, learn about global health, go to Kenya, learn about humanitarian medicine, and also get some continuing education for it. And so kind of two decades into this, I'm based in Ashland, and since we do a lot of wilderness medicine skills training for medical professionals, last year we started offering more wilderness first aid courses for non-medical professionals. And this year we also started our wilderness first responder courses as well for the local community. And so, yeah, it's been really fun to branch away from specifically just offering these opportunities for our healthcare community, but also do the trainings locally for our river guides, for our outdoor leaders, search and rescue volunteers. And that's a little history on MedTrex.
You mentioned coming from a family of medical professionals. Are you one yourself?
I am, yes. So I am a nurse practitioner. I have been for the past 10 years, and I work in the emergency department here in Southern Oregon. I started as a nurse as well. And since the pandemic, I decided to pull back from a full-time position and really focus the efforts on building these wilderness medicine experiences and these adventure trips and retreats and courses for healthcare professionals for our local community.
Before we talk about the training, I'm curious about the long range trips. You mentioned Peru, for example, but if you're talking about making litters and getting people transported, are you getting to enjoy the sights? I mean, do you get to enjoy the place while you're doing this training too?
Yes. Exactly. So the whole idea is, I grew up in the travel industry. And so building kind of a tour, a trip, having people be able to get to a place and fully experience it. And then weaved throughout that itinerary is the course. So usually it's like a 10 to 15 hour course. During the day, we'll see the sites. We'll do kind of like our normal like itinerary, and then in the evening we'll come and we will have lectures or discussions or workshops. The Peru itinerary in particular, we work with a global community health program there. And so we do this really awesome cultural exchange where we work with their promotoras, their community health workers, and we kind of do a collaboration of wilderness medicine skills. So we're not going out in the community and actually like dropping in and doing clinic work, although we do have a program in Kenya where we do that. But it's more like training, skills, mentorship, collaboration. And it's just really fun. And people, I find that it's helpful to learn these skills actually in the setting. And that's why a lot of our courses and our trips are adventure-based or out in the wilderness, especially those of us in medicine. We're away from the hospital setting, or we're away from all the kind of resources that we have in a clinic or a hospital. And so we have to do what we call kind of improvised medicine and learn these skills when we don't have the resources available for us. So it's kind of fun to do the tours and also kind of mix in the workshops and the practical kind of applicable knowledge kind of throughout the tour as well.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. Our guest is Ari Rasouri, the owner of MedTrex International based in Ashland, which offers courses in wilderness first aid and wilderness first responder and all kinds of things. You can join the conversation if you'd like with emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So to understand, wilderness first aid, WFA by acronym, is a specific certification, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's a 16-hour certification, typically over 2 days, 8 hours a day. There has been a shift where there is more hybrid models of curriculum that has been occurring, and we actually started offering those as well, where the students or the participants will do a portion of the modules ahead of time and then come in for kind of an intensive skills training. And that was what we actually just had earlier this month in March for the Wilderness First Responder course. But the Wilderness First Aid course is a 2-day certification, usually also includes a CPR certification as well.
So you mentioned, you kind of alluded to this already, but the idea that you do the training in places away from the places that medical professionals are used to being, hospitals and well-supplied places, I mean, that's the major difference. I mean, bones are bones, blood is blood, but the fact is, if you're really short on supplies, you do have to improvise, don't you?
Yes. And that's what's so fun. You know, I think that's why I love doing these courses. I think it really empowers people when they realize, oh, I can take care of someone out in the middle of nowhere with a stick and a shirt and build my own splint if someone breaks their ankle, or I can help support their shoulder if they dislocated it off a mountain bike. And I think for me, living in this community, you know, we live in such an incredible outdoor playground with rivers and mountains and trails and forests. And so having our local community be equipped and empowered with these skills and this knowledge, it could happen to any of us where we're just out on a day hike and come across somebody or have one of our own family members injured or ill. And so knowing that you do have resources, you can have a skill set to use in those situations, I think is really it's helpful for people.
So the course you're giving in May, I guess, May 11th and 12th, and this actually can do the certification for people who need to get that certification. I mean, it's continuing education credits, is that right, for nurses?
Yes. If nurses take it, it's continuing education credits, correct. Mm-hmm. And it's also open to the general public as well.
Okay. So for the general public folks, I mean, if they've taken first aid courses before, I mean, how much more of a dimension does wilderness add to basic first aid training?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it really focuses on what happens outside of in the wilderness when you are far away from medical care. And it also takes into the consideration like the environment. So things like heat illness and cold injuries or altitude illness or avalanche, all these other kind of environmental contributors to injuries or illness. And so that particular course, it is held here in Ashland, actually at Ashland Springs Hotel. But what's so great about that location is we will be walking to Lithia Park and going kind of up on the trails and talking what happens if you are, you know, 3 miles into a trail and someone breaks a bone, or they are diabetic and they're having low blood sugar out in the middle of the trail. What do you really do there? So you're definitely more removed from the typical resources when you are in a wilderness first aid training and environment.
I would take a wild guess that what probably happens most often is that somebody does turn an ankle or slip and fall, break something. Are those the most common kinds of injuries you get outdoors?
Yeah, I would say musculoskeletal injuries, absolutely. I would say, bike accidents, ankle sprains, things like that, wounds are probably the most common. We definitely do a huge kind of module on patient assessment and what's the systematic approach of how you really come up to someone who is in distress and how do you work with them to kind of systematically assess their injuries and make sure that you're not missing anything. And then also coming up with a plan for them, whether you're going to hike them out or if you're going to have to evacuate them, call for help. So kind of taking in all those different considerations.
We're talking to Ari Rossori on the Jefferson Exchange, the owner of MedTrex International, which not only leads tours, but also teaches people in things like wilderness first aid and wilderness first responder training. And there's a training coming up in May that we've been talking about. You can join us. Comments or questions are welcome by email at jx@jeffnet.org. As the leader of outdoor adventures, do you recommend people generally go with at least one other person? It seems like the buddy system is certainly called for them in the more dangerous places you can go.
Yes. I mean, I do. Ultimately, you know, I think there's, I say that and I love hiking solo with my dog here locally. But I do always usually send kind of a location, to somebody so they know like where I'm going, and kind of what time I expect to be back. But yeah, in general, I would say the buddy system is a good rule to follow, and especially for the longer outdoor adventures. More than like a half day.
All right, so we talked a little bit about splints, you know, using sticks and shirts and things like that. The other thing that you mentioned that can happen out in the wilderness with some regularity is somebody who has diabetes going into something close to the shock from low blood sugar. What's the answer then? I mean, I assume people are going to bring some snacks with them. And what do you do with those?
Yeah, well, it depends on how severe the situation is and how, you know, capable the patient or the person is able to eat or follow commands. But that's a lot of what we talk about in our courses is what do you actually bring with you in your little medical kit or your first aid kit that could potentially be helpful to yourself, your group, or someone else that comes across that you come across on the trail. And so one of the things that, you know, we talk about is having something that is glucose or honey or cake frosting, something that you have in your first aid kit that, you know, if someone was in a pretty severe state of low blood sugar, you have something that you could share with them. Obviously, this goes into a little bit more specific for our like medical professional courses with like actually giving medications. So I want to just make sure I'm clear on we do courses for like doctors and nurses. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's like a different scope. And then we also kind of help equip a more the non-medical professionals of like decisions to make. And absolutely if they, you know, teaching them, okay, well, what if this person came with a backpack? Like what, you know, what are they, you know, what are kind of the signs and symptoms first of low blood sugar? And then what can we do based off of like what that person has and then what you have? And then the decisions kind of get made from there.
Sounds like you really have to remember who it is you're talking to and what the course is. I mean, not that you wouldn't, but the idea being that, you know, since you have so much knowledge and can talk to medical professionals as medical professionals, but also teach courses like wilderness first aid to people who are not medical professionals, that there's a certain amount of, you know, like having to adjust how you teach things.
Yeah, well, and that's what's so cool is, you know, MedTrex, we have a huge, not huge, but we have a very core faculty team, which is awesome. So we definitely have different levels of trainers. And so the trainings that we host here is another local Southern Oregon resident. And she's the lead trainer for the WFA courses and the WFA courses, the Wilderness First Aid and Wilderness First Responder. And so she typically trains at that level. And then we have faculty all over the country that if we're doing like a wilderness medicine course for medical professionals on the Rogue River, for example, we do every July, we fly in different instructors, all go, all help teach, but we have a base of about 5 to 10 instructors that kind of come in at various points. So depending on the level of training that's needed.
Well, that's quite an operation. Before we go, Ari, we're almost out of time. Can you just give some quick advice to people who are starting to enjoy the warm weather and want to head outdoors and the things that they should take with them when they go?
Yeah. So, I would say first, it is getting beautiful out. And so it's a great time to kind of do that spring cleaning, like pull out your medical kit, start looking at, you know, what are the things that needs to be replaced, what are the things that are damaged, looking at like expiration dates on things. And I would say, at, you know, minimum thinking about injuries, common injuries happen commonly. So always if you're going out for like a full day adventure, having something for a musculoskeletal injury like ACE wrap or, again, we train on all of this, but, mm-hmm. you know, duct tape or anything for wound care, you know, for our medical professionals maybe that are listening, I always talk about like having some type of life-saving medication with them, you know, or a couple of those like epinephrine or Benadryl and things like that. So, sure. yeah, I would say really kind of do a little research into medical okay. kits and what you should be bringing with you. And yeah.
All right. So Ari Rasori from MedTrex International, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.